I pass Nila, Christus, and two other centaurs in the poppy fields on the way to the temple. They've a bushel of poppies, and they argue with the Hajin over the price.
Off to make bargains with the Hajin, Nila sneers.
What I do is none of your concern, I snap back.
You promised us a share,
she says, shifting into a perfect replica of me and back again. I'll give it when I choose, I say. If I choose, for how do I know you're not in alliance with the Winterlands creatures? Nila's lips curl back in a snarl.
You accuse us?
When I don't answer, Christus steps forward.
You're just like the others.
Go away, I say. But I'm the one who leaves, travelling up the mountain to the Well of Eternity. I put my hands on the well and stare straight into Circe's placid face. I want to know everything you can tell me about the Order, the Rakshana. Leave nothing out, I say. And then I want you to tell me how to be the master of this magic.
What has happened? She asks.
You were right. They're plotting against me, all of them. I won't let them take the power away from me.
I am glad to hear it.
I perch on the edge of the well, drawing my knees to my chest. The hem of my skirt floats out on the water, reminding me of funeral flowers set upon the Ganges. I'm ready, I say, more to myself than to her.
I must know something first. The last time I saw you, you were headed for the Winterlands. Tell me, did you find the Tree of All Souls?
Yes.
And was it as powerful as the temple?
Yes, I tell her. Its magic is different, but extraordinary.
What did it show you?
She asks, and a small sigh echoes in the cave. Eugenia Spence. She's alive, I answer. Circe is so quiet, I think she has died.
What did she want?
She asks at last. She wants me to find something for her, a dagger. There is a moment's pause.
And have you found it?
I've answered enough of your questions. You shall answer mine, I snap. Teach me.
It will cost you more magic, she murmurs.
Yes, I'll pay it. Why do you want it? I add. What can you possibly do with it if you can't leave the well? A voice floats up from the depths.
What do you care? This is a chess match, Gemma. Do you want to win or not?
I do.
Then listen closely.
I sit for hours at Circe's side, listening until I understand, until I stop fearing my strength, until something deep within me is unleashed. And when I leave the temple, I am no longer afraid of the power that lives inside me. I worship it. I will close the borders of myself and defend them without mercy. I walk through the willows, and I hear Amar's horse galloping fast behind me. I don't run. I stand and face him. He draws close. His horse's icy breath cools my face. I'll not be frightened away, I tell him.
The birth of May, mortal girl. That is what you should fear,
he answers, and rides away in a cloud of dust. Crows alight in the willows. I move by them like a queen passing her subjects, and they flutter their dark wings and caw at me. Their cries swell, shaking the trees like the cries of the damned.